Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. So what are we eating at this week? Well, this week there's a focus on all things vegetarian in our house. Not necessarily because today, Wednesday the 1st of October, is World Vegetarian Day, but more so because we're cutting back a little bit on the types of protein that we eat. And the truth of the matter is that I have a freezer full of pork and ham, which is absolutely gorgeous, but it is on the fatty side, so it's not wonderfully great for us. I don't particularly want to have to go out and buy any more meat proteins this week because I'm trying to save a bit of money. So we're making do with different protein sources such as beans, lentils, fresh fruits and vegetables, eggs. I have some fish that I've taken out of the freezer, some cooked salmon, so I'm going to incorporate that into some fish cakes for the kids later on. And I picked up some quinoa as well. I'm not too sure how my husband is going to take to it. I quite like it. I don't know whether he's going to like it or the kids are going to like it, but sure, we'll give it a go. Other things that we're eating, well, we're eating lots of fresh fruit and vegetables from the allotments and from the hedgerows. So loads of blackberries. We're picking apples where we can get our hands on them. I know that there's sloes and damsons available. I picked some sloes and damsons about 2 weeks ago and I didn't really get a chance to do much with them. I'm very busy at the moment at home and I've got a new exercise challenge of 42 kilometres a week, so that's taking up a good bit of my time and I am a little bit more tired than usual in the evenings. The types of vegetables that we're eating root vegetables, so potatoes, they're not our potatoes but they're from a local farmer, carrots, broccoli, cabbages, lots of kind of brassicas, tomatoes. Oh, we've got so many tomatoes I don't know what to do with. I've made ketchup with them because they're so sweet. I have some Sun Gold cherry tomatoes and they're beautiful but they're very, very sweet. So they don't turn into sauces very well but they make a magnificent ketchup without very much added sugar. And then there's lots of fruits and vegetables on special in the local supermarkets at the moment. So we're making the most of those and increasing our fibre content and increasing our fruit sugars. So overall, it's been a busy couple of weeks. It's no surprise to me that they call this around this time. This is the harvest festival. This is autumn harvest. This is where you get all of the best goods from the ground. But the next thing now for us is to start planting for the winter. We've cleared out the polytunnel. We've cleared all of the right now I can hear my 2-year-old upstairs tearing the place apart because he knows that my eye is off the ball. What are you doing? You're getting your ship. Okay, you want to play with the pirate ship? Okay, there's a cheeky monkey face looking at me. He's found the pirate ship, so he's gone off to play with that. Sorry, as I was saying, totally forgotten my thread of conversation. Back in August, I tested a lot of Christmas products for a major retailer. And the results of that will be coming out in, I guess, about 6 to 8 weeks. It'll be interesting to see if people agree with my opinions. I've been working on some Christmas leftover recipes. I really apologise to anybody who's Christmas phobic at this time in the year. But the thing is that as a food writer, I tend to work about 3 to 4 months ahead of the seasons so that I can be ahead of kind of trends and work on recipes rather than having to come up with them at the last minute. Halloween is just around the corner. I've received some Halloween products in the door already, so I'll be testing with those as well. It has been a real roller coaster this year, extremely busy kind of things to do. Not all of them have been as fruitful as I suppose I would have hoped. But I'm really, really looking forward to the rest of 2014. And I intend to keep myself up with this podcast a little bit better. And that is my long-term intention. So if you want to follow me, you'll find me over on iTunes as Wholesome Ireland. You'll find me on Audioboo at Wholesome Ireland. You'll find me actually on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I'm as at Wholesome IE. Coming up towards the end of this week, I will be guest presenting over, not guest presenting, I remember the team. I'll be presenting over the Sod Show, hopefully on Friday, with a special edition which links into National Potato Day. And there'll be more up on the Sod Show notes on the Sod Show website, sodshow.ie, and on the podcast and obviously on the radio show at 3 o'clock on Dublin City FM. That's 103.2 on Friday at 3 p.m. In the meantime, whatever you're up to, have a good one. Take care. Bye.